You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
To learn how to love and forget how to hate. He's been trying to tell us this for years.
We just don't listen.
Thank you. That's true. That's Bruce Ash, Inside Track. Good morning, buddy.
Nice to see you again.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing awesome.
Here we are. We got the Filthy Pirate going. It's raining out there a little bit. Mr. Matt wants your mic up a little bit. There we go.
I have my Los Angeles Dodgers beverage cup.
With your iced coffee in it?
Iced coffee.
Love it.
It's all good.
How's the Dodgers doing?
They're in first place.
They still in Brooklyn?
No, they left there a few decades ago.
How's Pee Wee Reese doing this year?
Pee Wee is resting comfortably under bluegrass in Kentucky. I'm more worried about Mookie Betts' hand than I am where Pee Wee Reese is.
What happened to Mookie's hand?
He got hit in the hand a week or so ago.
Okay.
Went down and probably not back for another 9 weeks.
Oh, wow.
It was a bad one.
You guys in first?
By about 8 games-ish or so.
And do you guys have the most ridiculous payroll in baseball?
Not really.
Oh, really? Okay.
Shohei's not taking his full paycheck.
Oh, that's right. He's getting his
$1 billion
later.
It's a big payroll, though. Oscar Hernandez, the breakthrough star of the Dodgers this year, has won many a game. Kike Hernandez.
Love it.
Kike Hernandez playing great. Miggy Rojas, he's the guy that if he gets a hit in a Dodger game, Dodgers win. 23 games where Miggy has got a hit in a Dodger game, Dodgers have won all those games this year.
That's amazing. Now, the Diamondbacks still play baseball, right?
I've heard that.
Is Matt Williams doing okay for them?
He's also resting comfortably.
Above the ground.
In a rest home someplace.
God.
You know, I like that guy. And I don't think he really got an even break.
So my favorite Matt Williams story has to do with Pima County sucks. Do you remember this story?
Oh, no, but you're going to remind us all.
Oh, this filthy pirate. Mm. What's our blend today, Matthew? What do we got today?
It's the Italian dark roast.
Oh. Beautiful.
Called something.
Beautiful. We're going to look it up before it's over. Filthy Pirate over in the Lely Shopping Center.
Orange it's called Grove. A deal you can't refuse.
Thank you. So Matt Williams, this is the World Series year. He had to go on. He got injured. And he had to go on a little rehab assignment.
Ah, with the Sidewinders.
Correct. And what happened was that he decided he was not going to play for the Sidewinders. What do we got today?
Shipwreck.
Ah, the shipwreck. Perfect for Wake Up Tucson.
Crashing into the rocks.
So Matt Williams was supposed to do his rehab assignment in Tucson. And the quote I remember was, "The grass at Keno Stadium was so crappy that Matt Williams," I got a 7 o'clock guest. If he looks over the age of 60 and very teacher-like, that could be him. I've never met him before. But anyway, so what happened was he said the grass was too crappy at Keno Stadium and he didn't want to re-aggravate his injury. So he went to AA El Paso to do his rehab instead of going to Tucson.
Because El Paso grass is better than Pima County grass.
Correct. So
the of course, magic- I hear the Tucson grass, as in cannabis, is much better than the El Paso cannabis grass.
I don't know about
just
such
saying.
Things.
I wouldn't know either.
I know marijuana has been a growth industry in Tucson, one of our few.
There are cannabis stores opening up on your corner.
How's I assume cannabis is a part of a when you look at the commercial commercial centers and stuff like that.
Part of any of ours.
Gotcha.
I won't rent to a cannabis store.
Gotcha. Are there any other kinds of stores you won't rent to?
Smoke shops generally.
Gotcha.
Because they come with all kinds of problems associated with them.
Yep.
But we have probably had, and we've talked about this in recent past, we've probably had the greatest number of new leases signed in years this past 12 months or so.
Wow.
And it's and the rents are up, and the tenants are doing well. Business is brisk.
How about office?
Well, we don't manage enough office to really give you
gotcha.
You know, much information, but the office that we do operate is very highly occupied as well, in the mid-90s.
Gotcha. Okay. Nice. All right, we got Don Dickinson. He is here in the green room.
He's an early bird.
He is an early bird. And we're going to talk about the history of the start of the Korean War. And also the Veterans Heritage Project that he started.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about that with Don. And then other people and other people that talk on the show today. Oh, we're going to do, let's see, is that today? No, it's tomorrow. Sorry.
Damn.
I know. Oh, Lisa from Gospel Rescue will be here at 6:37.
Yeah, I heard Lisa was going to be on the show.
So we got that going. We got that going for us today. And then later today at noon, we have England-Slovenia in a Euro game today that's going to be quite fascinating.
Be still my heart.
That's Are they still in Brooklyn?
That's like Quad Cities playing Des Moines to me.
All right, we're going to do the rundown today. What do we got here today? Local small businessman and par excellence butcher Ben Forbes shared his pain of doing anything to expand his business dealing with Pima County.
Oh, look, Ben is one of our tenants. He has had just about every single obstacle put in front of him.
Keep that powder dry.
This morning is like the big morning. This is the final of all the finals. I hope. We've been saying this for 2 months now.
We're going to thank God the Airline Pilots Association is going to change its wording it uses in its official communique and training.
Wow.
Please.
Thank you, Fletch. there's these two morons on thehill.com that thinks Biden needs to double down on Bidenomics to heal all the hurt of the economic world.
That's what I'm talking about.
People still have money left to spend.
I want to run through a Victor Davis Hanson with you that's called The Logic and All the Madness. And it's called The Biden Administration's Agendas Have Fundamentally Changed the Country for Decades, if not longer, and will require tough remedies that may be almost as popular as the wreckage.
Like castor oil.
Castor oil's making a comeback now for weight loss. Bill number 2 just sent that out. So,
is that the barf technology?
Well, the barfnologies. So Argentina logs first week with no inflation in food prices in 30 years.
Afuera!
Martina Navratilova holds nothing back as she hits New York Times writer for calling her a transphobic.
Oh, God.
Martina Navratilova is holding the line on dudes playing women's sports.
As rightfully she should.
She is kicking ass and taking names, as we like to say. Julian Assange free. We're going to talk a little Trump VP candidate with you today.
Uh-huh.
Talk about that a little bit. What else do we got here today? LA opens up taxpayer funded luxury homeless shelter. We'll get to that. Tot.
Is that with champagne served in the mornings with strawberries?
I hope so. And then we have, Channel 13 says flooding can be dangerous. So
that's another one of those. It's summertime and business is low. It's wintertime and the tourists are here. God, these guys are so original. Doug Foster.
Laura Turnover, or one of our new names for her, releases a statement on the Dervish sentencing of the guy who murdered Dr. Meixner, which, of course, is amazingly tone deaf for someone who had an opportunity to possibly prevent Dr. Uh-huh. Meixner's murder. So we'll talk.
Capitalizing on her own personal failures.
Thank you. And then we have Zena's Restaurant on Speedway, which is the old Molina Midway over there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they do good food over there. They're having a nightmare with this wash behind them. Right?
They have a nightmare with the parking lot on the north side of that place as well. It's almost non-existent.
This is part of the whole thing. They literally, because of the wash, they said against the back wall there, there's actually a little bridge that they had to build so their clients can get to their cars. Which just feels so Tucson.
Oh, it is.
So
that's great.
Hopefully, Zach and Mike over at the chamber can help them build a better bridge. Maybe it's at a wrong angle or something like that. So there's a story about a temporary worker who's arrested from stealing from Maricopa County election security devices. So we'll get to that story before it's over. There's a story that Scott Baker sent me about Gavin Newsom calling "Stop telling the police they're oppressors and criminals that they're victims" story. And I said, well, this sounds familiar. So we'll do that. And, in the end, Bruce and I will always devolve into what's the best three things we're streaming right now.
I have some new ones.
So we'll do that before it's all over. So you are on Wake Up Tucson. Today's playlist is the one from the entire town of Green Valley. This is the one that Dan Shearer had his readers, compile a list. So there's a different person for each part of the each song. So I even sent it to Matt with liner notes. Like, this is D. Watson, one of the strongest pickleball players, highly ranked pickleball players in Green. I just made that part up.
She got great feet.
Absolutely. The agility side to side is amazing. You're on Wake Up Tucson. Bruce Ash, Christy Simone, Lisa Gospel Rescue coming up at the top bottom of the hour. All right, we're playing. This is the entire village of Green Valley's playlist today. So, Summertime Blues by The Who. Tom Berezny's pick from Green Valley. Tom's driven three cars through three different businesses in Green Valley. No, I'm just kidding.
Hit the accelerator, Tom.
One's long and square. One's more of a long rectangle. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, God forbid you should have three pedals in front of you. Nobody knows how to drive those cars anymore.
I
love that Dan got his readers to put their songs in this.
It just shows his creativity. I really like that
guy. We're missing your list.
I know. You're a
music guy.
I have actually done probably four lists. So I'll get kind of like on a thing, right? And I go, okay, I'm going to put that one off to the side. I'm going to do this other. And then I do that. And then, anyway, there's always something new that comes up.
I just had two listeners text me that they heard the Kathleen Wynne ad and just wanted to puke on the horse crap of it. What is going on in it? Wow. Is that all you got?
The things that Kathleen has said, both personally in private, as well as inferred in ads, is quite astounding and all false.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
She's just another one of these Wadsack lookalikes who wants to burn the place down. Because at the end of the day, nothing's going to come of it. She's going to lose this primary.
Yeah. It's just pray for Kathleen, because she's in a sad...
Pray for the truth.
Yeah, she's in a sad spot that this is all she's got. It's wild. Just wild. Let's get to Laura Conover. Now, the op-eds came out, right?
Yeah.
LaWall, factually unhinged.
That's really one of the better descriptions.
Barbara LaWall's written a lot of things over the last 30 years. She saved the best for last. Factually unhinged. We've got to start using that on the show more.
That is a giant paint balloon thrown.
Kind of like the spelling bee. Could you please use in a sentence? I just heard a radio commercial that was factually unhinged.
That's true. We did.
So then we've had Ron Barber We dusted him off again.
Oh, God. Doddering up to the typewriter. Don't even use a computer. He uses a typewriter.
So we just had Factory on hand. I assume Sean's talking about the commercials we were just talking about. Here's after we just had Factory. This is some brush fire. Yes, puke in the throat. I think that's the punk band opening for Rocco's band.
Yeah,
puke in the throat opening up for Blank Knife.
What a great name for a band that would be.
Playing the Shelter for the 78th night in a row. Opening up for Neon Prophet at the Boondocks for the 88th year in a row. Puke in the throat. So we've had, again, so we had Ron Barber. Everything's great. Laura's a visionary. Adelita Grijalva.
She's my girl.
Broke out, you know, finally came out of the streak of only old white people that love old rich white people that love Laura. And then Aubrey, the one that Nina Teresa, Aubrey wrote, saying, "This is so damaging to our children." Come on.
You know, you did forget in the rich old people behind Gates description of Laura Conlover supporters.
Yes, sir.
You've got the people who want to show their virtue, the virtue signalers in El Encanto and in Sam Hughes and some of these other, you know, West University neighborhoods,
yep,
who want to show that they're, you know, they have a kinder, gentler sort of a look at crime, even though they've probably been burglarized or graffitied or something, you know, in the past 6 months themselves.
They're still living the summer of 2020.
They're living the summer of 67.
They were living vicariously through Lane Santa Cruz assaulting her own police officer.
Another train wreck and a half.
You mean your next mayor?
Well, unfortunately, you're right. I think she is going to be the next mayor.
Now, Darth Vader with soup in his mask. I know he wants it. Paul Cunningham. But and he deserves it because he's been there forever. I'm sure that's what he thinks in his heart of hearts.
Yeah.
But the Grijalvites are going to totally skip him for Laney.
What they did to Steve Farley is going to look like child's play compared to what they do to him.
Hey, bro, but I carried the water for you guys for years.
Makes no difference. These are communists.
They're
they
like,
cut them off.
They're like Pablo who?
Right. Right. Poor guy. He won't even know what hit him.
No.
The shiv in the back, cut him off at the knees, throw him in a shallow grave, throw some lime on top of him.
So here's the funny thing. So I want to get to the end of the statement. We only got about a minute ago. Laura Conover, in her statement about the dervish life sentence, in honor of the family's express wishes, and under her desire, this is the best one. She writes her own press releases. You just know it. But she loves to refer to herself in the third person, which is the best. It's like Ricky Henderson used to refer to himself in the third person. Ricky's going to hit a home run in the first inning. In honor of the family's express wishes, you mean like the rape victim at the Tucson High, in honor of her wishes? You let the raper off. Oh, that's right. The raper's dad is working on your campaign. I'm sorry.
Here's Laura.
Laura's answer to this is she's going to bring back her red flag legislation to the legislature next year.
Great idea.
Instead of regretting not acting on what she should have done, which is to try to help protect Dr. Meixner. And the remember that one of his fellow employees was walking around with a bulletproof vest to go to school.
Right. Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Laura. Wow,
kids. You got Laura on your mind. She's paying rent to you.
God dang it. Lisa from Gospel Rescue Mission coming up next. This could be a song for Bruce and I to do karaoke one day.
Oh, that'd be a good one. That would be something people would come to watch.
Uh-huh. Do you want to do the uh-huh, or you want me to do that?
Oh, no, that's yours.
Oh, thank you.
You got that down.
So I heard your inside track on Saturday. You had Vince Leach on.
It was a good
and
show.
Frank Antonori.
Antonori. This is not extra grumpy, Frank. He's back to normal. Is that where we're at now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But make no mistake about it. This guy is so focused and so intense.
Oh, yeah. I love Frank. He looks
great. He's lost 35 pounds.
Beautiful.
Over the past year or so. And is just, he's a ball of fire.
Absolutely. And he's running for county soup?
In Cochise County.
Oh, here she is. The best hair in all of the nonprofit world is our friend Lisa from Gospel Rescue Mission. I don't know how you do it. How does that hair look that great at 6:34 in the morning? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Anything for you, Chris. You know, it's a good opportunity to wake up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard you had a 5th anniversary TV special, as they say, for TV. The center of opportunity.
Yeah, it was amazing. 5 years. You know, sometimes it feels like yesterday. Sometimes it feels like 20 years ago.
COVID was a time warp.
Yeah, it really was. But, you know, we've made incredible impact on people's lives and, you know, throughout the community, taking people from homeless to wholeness. And, you know, it's incredible. We've had 15,000 people come through in those 5 years.
Wow.
And it's a model for the nation. So we hope more cities and states jump on board with addressing the root issues of homelessness and getting people the help they really need.
Out of the 15,000, when you kind of trace the results of the back end of what you're doing, so the 15,000 come through. Kind of give us like what, how many of those that you can kind of trace are making the turn and changing their lives?
Yeah. So those are, that's the number of people that have actually received a service.
Yeah.
So our hard numbers are, you know, 2,000 people received permanent housing. We served over 800,000 meals. 1,600 people are in brand new jobs, you know, stimulating the economy.
There's your magic number right there.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're putting people in jobs, putting people in housing, and, you know, that's 2,000 people off the streets.
No. And again, and you're doing it in harsh environment.
Right.
Right. And the fact that you have all these partners that you're working together, that's part's great, right? But you have a city that doesn't cooperate with you, right?
Unfortunately,
right?
You're right.
The free bus service is not a help.
No, it's not.
Right? Because it seems like that seems to be an easy escape back to their old habits, right?
Right.
Right. I see the bus stop across the street on Palo Verde every day, and I'm always sitting there going, if they would just make it a little harder for them to get back to the old gang.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, we need accountability. And for some reason, that's, you know, that's a swear word
these
days.
Why is that such a tough concept to embrace for some people in our community? Because that accountability is the most important thing to recovery and to success and to wholeness in somebody's life, isn't
it? Sure. We all have accountability, right?
Right.
So, I don't understand. You know, I don't have the answer. I wish I did. But I don't know why accountability has become,
It's weakness.
Right.
Not holding people accountable for their actions shows your weakness as a community or as an individual if you let these things continue to happen, right?
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
That's why people like to give money to Gospel Rescue, because of the accountability, right? And that's why the city of Tucson doesn't want to send anyone to you, because of the accountability.
They want to keep them dependent.
Sure. Homelessness is big business right now.
Right.
You know, so why should we want them to be well? You know, and that's unfortunate, but that's true. You know, in the nation, you know, is homelessness, there's a lot of money in it. And, you know, so if they don't want the money spigot to be turned off, they got to keep these people on the streets, right? I know that's not the case in all cases, but generally, you know, it seems to be what is happening. So, you know, we're trying to help people get out of homelessness.
Yep.
I thought that's what we were supposed to do. And so I'm proud of the work that we do. We
that's
just
why
need
we love
to
what you
know,
guys
stay
do.
In the grind and make a difference in people's lives and do our part.
How do you, so in the end, how do we know you guys have shown the model of success, right? Now you're not being 100% utilized in relation, are you or are you not?
No, we're not. It's unfortunate, you know, but we still have probably 30 beds available as we speak right now, you know, which is a shame because we see the need, you know, every single day on the streets. But again, you know, no one is being incentivized to get off the streets. So if you're an addict, you're on the streets, you have a choice to like live in your addiction on the streets or get help. You're going to choose to live on the streets in your addiction. So there's no doubt that, you know, that homelessness is a systemic problem. We're just dealing with the effects of it.
So anyway, we just went through this big first couple of bunch of rain this last weekend, right?
Yes.
Until they prove me different, that lady who passed away off of in the wash in Swan, I'm going to assume it's some poor drug lady that was living somewhere
me too,
down there.
Yeah.
All
that's
right.
What I thought.
So think about this, right? So we, the city of Tucson, we know it's not legal for them to live down there, but they allow it. All right?
Right.
They do allow it, even though it's not legal.
Right.
And at the same time, you're telling me you're going down with 30 beds empty a night.
Mm-hmm.
And I have people living in tubes getting drowned when the rain comes through. That's a problem.
It is. It's unfortunate, you know, and the city promotes, oh, we have these cooling stations, which, by the way, were never on the list. But, but you know, anybody can walk in the doors of Gospel Rescue Mission at any time during the extreme weather. You know, we typically do intake from 6 a.m. to noon, but in extreme weather, we're open 24/7. We're open 24/7 anyway.
So, you know, we like to mock at times on this show, right?
No.
So we were mocking the city of Tucson on their cooling stations because they were only open 4 hours a day, and they were not open on holidays. So if it's 119 on 4th of July,
yeah.
We'll see you on the 5th.
And they're only open till 4 p.m., which is the hottest part of the day. But yeah, I don't understand the thinking behind that.
So
but
Gospel just, Rescue Mission just, is not on the list of places to cool off in the city resources?
Never.
So we would rather let them roast and die than send them to, I'm gonna quote the emperor in the robe with Richard Burton, bunch of Christians who demand accountability. Is that where we're at in this world in Tucson?
Seemingly.
Gosh.
Seemingly, but wild. I just want your listeners to know, you know, if you see somebody who's struggling in the extreme weather, know that they can bring them at any time to Gospel Rescue Mission during these, you know, the floods, the heat, the whatever, that we don't turn anybody away during this time.
Amen. Here's the other thing. When we talk about, they want to do heat ordinances, and they talk about last year was an unprecedented amount of heat deaths, right?
Right.
So Josh and I were trying to figure out, Jacobson, was of those 140 or 150, how many of them were illegal immigrants in the middle of the desert? Okay, because that's in the numbers. Then the other thing is, how many of them were so whacked out on drugs they had no idea where they were at?
Yeah.
Right? How many people are really a cognizant human being who understands it's hot but somehow can't escape the heat? I can count on my one hand, I think. Right?
Yeah, I think it's probably the majority, you know, of people that that are suffering from these deaths that are, you know, again, you know, under the guise of compassion, allowing them to live on the streets, which is causing death. It's causing destruction. It's causing city destruction. You know, and the most important, it's causing lives to be destroyed and no longer with us. So we got to do something, you know, Chris. We do our part, like I said, but, you know, but the nation has to come up with has to get back in their right mind and understand what compassion really looks like. And, you know, for us, it looks like us actually helping people. And I hope that, you know, that there's going to be change. We know there's an election coming up and, you know, we need to vote our conviction.
What? I don't know if I ever asked you this question. If they were going to say to you, Lisa, You whatever you want, we're going to do in the region. Just pretend. It's like a Willy Wonka thing. Okay. And how would Lisa arrange, marshal all of the forces, all the nonprofits and the governments and all this in the Pima County region to do the best job mitigating the homelessness drug problem? What would you do?
Oh, it's so vast, Chris, but obviously we need reform in a lot of areas. We need border reform. We need drug reform. We need government reform. You know, the process in which people get government money is just, you know, welfare was started as a relief, right? Not something that you live on. But they don't make it possible for people to get off of it. It's entrapment. So there needs to be reform when it relates to government benefits. There needs to be policy reform. We need to enforce laws.
Right. Accountability, you know, that nasty word coming back
again.
Accountability,
you know, all those things play into what we're experiencing right now. And, you know, it's so much, you know, where do you start? Well, you start, you know, a little bit out of the time, but we have to look at it from upstream because, like I said, we're just dealing with the aftermath. So what can we do upstream to try to cut off the stream a little bit so that we're eventually going to, you know, impact this problem? So we meet with, you know, legislation, we meet with, you know, governors, senators, congressmen all the time, you know, to try to say, hey, from our perspective, this is what needs to happen. So I'm hopeful, you know, I'm not sitting there going, oh, change is never going to happen. You know, I believe that, you know, change is possible, but we just need to, you know, have a seat at the table.
Sure. All right. So grmtucson.com is the place to go to support the good work that you're doing at Gospel Rescue Mission. And in addition to cash, are there other in-kind things you need right now or anything like that? Because sometimes the Wakeys are also good at that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can help us, you know, in three ways, and that is volunteer your time. You know, we have about 300 volunteers a week that come and supplement, you know, our staff to make the good work possible. So if you're looking for a great organization to invest your time, we hope that you would consider Gospel Rescue Mission. There's many vast different jobs that you can get involved in. In-kind donations, you know, your household goods, you know, your clothing, your furniture, your household items, please consider Gospel Rescue Mission. To give those items to. We can come do a pickup if it's a large pickup, or we take donations every single day at the Center of Opportunity, 4550 South Palo Verde Road. So that makes a difference. And let me tell you how some of those things are being used. Not only are we a resource to the underserved community by giving them immediate needs so they do not become homeless, but once our people find housing, you know, we're able to go in front of them with all of those donated goods and give them a fully furnished apartment,
sure.
You know, so that, again, they're set up for success. So it's going to great use. We repurpose all your items. So that's certainly a way to give. Also, we do not accept any government money. So we're 100% privately funded. So your financial donations make a huge difference.
I know a lot of people who love giving to you because they know it's going to the right place.
Thank you.
And there's that A word that Bruce keeps bringing up, that accountability thing. We have another A word we use on the show, but
I'm talking about a little bit.
grmtucson.com and keep up the good work, girl.
Thank you
love
so much.
Love what you
much.
Do, and I love that
appreciate
you're. I love that you're brave talking about the reality of this, because that's the beauty of not being on government money.
Absolutely,
if you can speak the truth.
Amen.
So, God bless you, young lady.
Thank you.
You and the crew at Gospel Rescue are doing the Lord's work. Keep it up.
Thank you so much.
All right. Our friend Lisa Chastain, Gospel Rescue Mission, grmtucson.com. Wake up. All right. We're playing the Green Valley News Crew Readers playlist today. Bruce is on version number 5 of his playlist. So he's getting
there. I'll get there.
So it's all, I don't know.
And really, what you did with this kind of thought that, you know, just, you know, came up. I mean, it's just amazing how many people have sent in their playlists, and it's what, 3 months almost now?
Yeah, well, so whatever, April we did it right before, it was April 1st, yeah. So April, May, and now we're getting to the end of June. So
you've had a couple little breakouts from it, but yep. every show.
I bet I'm sitting on another 15 to 20 right now. So
if you put in one, will you take another from somebody who's already had their playlist?
Let's see. I wanted to get everyone's first one first.
Yeah. Well, but
then we'll go there because some people have sent me a second and third playlist.
Yeah.
Our listener, Judith, after she heard someone who refined their playlist, has sent me a third refined playlist. She hasn't played yet. She's not. We're getting there. She's getting close. But she sent me some refined playlists.
What Lisa was saying just a second ago,
yep.
It does go back to education.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Think about how many people left school or didn't do good in school. Think about the teaching or lack of it. Think about the fact that there's little in the way of how to live a virtuous life, how to live a moral life that anybody's even able to talk about in public education versus whether it's, you know, religious education. Okay. Nobody goes to Sunday school anymore. Okay. Very few people go to parochial schools, whether it be Catholic or Jewish or Muslim or whatever it happens to be. Very few kids are in those kind of programs where there are morals taught and a way to live a virtuous, healthy life.
Sure. I mean, so in the end, right, so we always say it's not about filling a bucket, it's about lighting a fire in relation to your love of learning. But at the same time, You know, parents abandon the playing field of raising their kids
to the schools.
Yep. In the end, that's where you're at, right?
Right.
So when we talk about even like
this syndrome's been going on for generations. So the parent who is supposed to be in charge of this child's life probably comes from a family where they were abandoned to the educational system,
so,
which has been screwed up for generations.
I always say it every year. I hate it. I used to go, I always loved the first day of school, drop my kids off for the first day of school. It's just part of the rhythm of life.
Yeah.
There's all that promise of a new year, all that good stuff. And you'd always have those parents going, thank God school started and get these kids out of get them out of my life. And I always say, what? What are we talking about? Right? But there's too many of our brothers and sisters who saw K-12, taxpayer-supported education as a babysitting service, right? And some of them did wake up when they finally watched their kid on Zoom attempting to do algebra with their teacher, or their second grader doing Zoom with second graders.
The only good thing, pardon me, that came out of COVID is that parents saw the rot that's going on in public education.
Correct. And as I, you know, hanging out with my Ken and Peter and my libertarians talking about education, they'll tell you it's really gone for 100 years, right? And talking about basically, you know, there's something to it, building good factory workers, right? Oh, the bell rang. I got to go to the next, just like Pavlov's dog. I have to end the teaching must end now, and you must now go to lunch or you must whatever.
I was always that annoying student who asked the 5-minute question with 2 minutes left before the bell.
Yeah, I love it. I love going to school when I was a young guy. I loved doing it and going further.
But you probably couldn't wait to graduate to get to your career and to do something with that also.
Sure, but I was always your parents model the behavior, right? So both my parents were readers. Right. And me and my wife were readers. So, you know, when my kids went to bed and said, came in to say goodnight, mom and dad were laying in bed reading a book.
Right. Right.
Right. That crap counts.
Yep. It sure does.
All right. Holidays today. It's Global Beatles Day. Who's your favorite Beatle?
Paul, of course.
Paul. Matt, who's your favorite Beatle?
I don't know.
Pick
Paul,
one.
Yes.
Paul. I'm a Ringo guy.
Ringo.
Absolutely.
Did you visit him at Sierra Tucson when he was there like 18 times?
Wow. I was there to have coffee with Barbara Bach.
Oh.
So when she was visiting him. So we're fine. long time ago. It's Anthony Bourdain Day. I don't know if it's Anthony's birthday today originally, but of course he passed away a few years ago. And I think of all of these travel food thing shows that have ever happened, he's done one of the best.
I still love Stanley Tucci in Italy.
Yeah, Tucci's Searching for Italy, is I love it a lot. Very good. What I liked about Bourdain, of course, very irreverent, but willing to go into the way down and dirty places.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know, he's in like Laos or something like that.
Eating those fish out of that dirty river.
But he had a great quote that a guy used at one of my tourism conferences years ago, and it was so perfect for Tucson. He basically said, every city will tell you that they have a great art scene.
Yeah.
Like Tucson, right? You go, art scene, right? They have the most amazing culinary scene.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And we're that one major blank a public works project from being a world-class city. He goes, I heard it every damn city I've ever been to. Everyone said that.
Yeah.
So, Color TV Day, National Catfish Day, National Strawberry Parfait Day. I like it. And National Police Community Cooperative Day.
Not here.
No, sir. Don Dickinson's coming up next, and we are going to be talking about the Korean War and the Veritage. I'll say it later.